Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. On this episode, I'm going to be talking about the Heat's Game 4, 102-88 loss to the Boston Celtics. The Heat fought a 3-1 in the series. I was planning on covering the previous game, Game 3, but unfortunately, I wasn't able to watch that whole game. So yeah, this episode will be solely, focusing on Game 4 and the Heat. Like I said, they fought a 3-1, and now they head to Boston for Game 5 on Wednesday night. Before I get into my thoughts on the game, I want to talk to you guys, as always, about SeatGeek. Of course, we are part of Team SeatGeek, and we're grateful to be part of it, as it's one of the best ticketing apps out there. And as I always say, a couple things I love about SeatGeek is that each deal is rated on a scale from 1 to 10, so they really do their part in helping you find the best deal possible. And another thing I always talk about with SeatGeek is that, on other ticketing apps, you can't see the exact seats you'll be purchasing, right? Oh, with SeatGeek, you see exactly the seats you'll be purchasing. Therefore, for those of you who prefer to sit on the aisle, SeatGeek is the way to go, because let's say you want to get up during the game, go to the bathroom, go get some food, go get a drink, whatever it may be, and you don't want to make people stand up. Thanks to SeatGeek, you'll know exactly where you'll be sitting. So that's something to keep in mind. And yeah, if any of you guys are interested, are on the search for, concert tickets, game tickets, comedy show tickets, whatever it may be, make sure to download the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com and use our discount code ROBCAO, that's ROBCAO, and you'll get $20 off your first ticket purchase. Once again, if you're in the market for tickets for any type of event, sporting event, comedy show, concert, theater play, whatever it may be, make sure to download the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com and use our discount code ROBCAO, that's my name, ROBCAO, ROBCAO, and you'll get $20 off your first ticket purchase. Alright guys, so now to get into my thoughts on the Heat's Game 4 loss to the Celtics. Thankfully, I was able to be in attendance at the game with my sister Diana, so it was, it's always great in general to be able to watch one of my teams, but especially, when it's a playoff game, it hits completely different. Unfortunately, for the Heat, from the beginning of the game, it was rough. We got it to within 15 in the fourth quarter. And then that whole BS situation with Bam, getting a flagrant foul happened. And then, the game kind of basically ended after that. But before I get into all of that, as I said, that was in the fourth quarter. Yeah, so the game started off, in the beginning, the Heat had, zero flow from the get-go on offense. Then defensively, we kept leaving Derek White completely open. And he absolutely torched us, as always, he had a career-high 38 points in the game, and it was funny, while we were there, I was telling my sister, as the game began, I was like, Derek White is the guy, man. He's the guy to watch for. He's, the X factor here. He's gonna, lead them to this win more than, Tatum or Brown was, would, because, I have nothing against Tatum and Brown. It's against their talent. They have a lot of accolades, they put up numbers, but that's the thing, they're always going to put up numbers, but most of the time that doesn't really equate to Celtics victories, in my opinion. Tatum and Brown could have a triple-double, a stat line, and then you really watch the game, and their impact was, very much minimal in terms of the team's success. But Derek White is one of those guys that he's just, so consistent. He's under the radar, and for some reason to this day, teams still, kind of ignore him. And I get it. Like I said, look, Tatum and Brown have done great things in their career. I'm not trying to put them down. But at the same time, especially in the playoffs, Derek White, you think of Drew Holiday. I know he struggled, right, offensively in this series against Miami. But Drew Holiday's defense is always on point. And not only that, but just like Derek White, he's just a consistent player. He's always going to make the right decision. Derek White and Drew Holiday are just very, high IQ players. Then off the bench, you have Peyton Pritchard and Al Horford, to me, are also very high IQ players, and those are just some X factors, because at the end of the day, you can have all the big names, all the whatever, quote-unquote, star players you want, but in order to compete for a championship and in order to compete in the playoffs, you got to have a complete team, and the Celtics have, I just named four role players there that are actually, in my opinion, X factors and could be the best player for Boston on any given night, so when you have a team like that full of role players, that's going to take you a long way. With that said, though, in terms of Boston, I do believe Brown and Tatum have to play better. Don't get me wrong, Tatum, he'll as always, he'll get saved, with the foul calls. Whenever he, he falls or, you know, he misses a shot, it's always going to be called. So don't get me wrong, he'll be saved. But Brown is the one that he has a lot of these like mental lapses from time to time. And I'm sure, I'm not even a Celtics fan, but I'm sure for Boston fans it could be frustrating because like we all know how talented and great he is. But he just has these lapses where you're kind of like, bro, like what's this guy doing? So yeah, that's kind of, you know, from Boston's perspective. In terms of the Heat, I mean, it's just at this point, it's just like so tough, man. You know, with the how depleted we are, the lack of bodies we have, even, you know, a couple of the guys that have been X-Factors for us the last couple of years, like Duncan Robinson and Kevin Love, you know, they've been playing hardly any minutes. Like Duncan, obviously, we all know he's hurt. I think Kevin Love, I know people are saying it's like a matchup thing. That's why Spo's not playing him. I don't know. I wouldn't be shocked if Kevin Love is hurting because it doesn't make any sense to me why he hasn't gotten more minutes. And, you know, I'm fully with Spo. I'm never against Spo. So, to me, it has to be an injury-related situation with Kevin Love. What is it? Yes, so to get into, like, some individuals, I guess, on the Heat. Tyler Hero, I mean, it's tough, you know. It's tough to judge him for me. In this type of situation right now, because game four reminded me exactly of game one. We had him in that point guard role, and you know, he was ball dominant, and you know, that's just how it has to be. You know, with Jimmy out, with Terry Rozier out, you know, Tyler needs to take more control, and I understand, but in my opinion, Tyler's a way better player as a catch and shoot type of player, as a, you know, pure shooting guard. He's not a point guard, and he's never been a point guard. So my perspective on it may be different from other Heat fans. Like, I know other Heat fans may be more frustrated with him. I can't be because, like I said, like, I believe the role he's currently playing in the series is not setting him up for much success because, like I said, I don't think he's a point guard at all. But I do understand, like, at this point, like I said, we have such a lack of bodies that at the end of the day, you know, him and Bam, they're the highest paid guys on this court right now without Jimmy. So at the end of the day, they got to step up and take more control, you know. So I'm not trying to give excuses for Tyler. But like I said, my perspective may be different because my opinion is that he's better as an off-ball player. I think he thrives more in that scenario. And I think game two is a good example of that, you know, our only win so far in the series. That game, Caleb Martin was the primary, you know, ball handler, you know, taking the ball up the court. And Tyler had his best game of the series there. So it's just interesting, you know. And then Bam, I mean, I just feel bad for Bam at this point. I know he struggled from the field, don't get me wrong. I know everyone just likes to crap on Bam every year. I understand. He's just one of those people. And I'm not trying to give excuses for him either. But, I mean, when you think of everything he does on a nightly basis defensively, man, this guy guards freaking everyone on any team. And then now with Jimmy out, now we're expecting him to be this freaking offensive force. And like I said, at least he's trying. He gives it his all. Yeah, he's been shaky from the field, but man, like, I can't be mad at Bam because that's the thing. People don't put everything into perspective. They're just focusing on, oh, he's not making his shots, so he's playing bad. And then they don't like to mention the defense. So it's just different perspectives, you know, but Bam, he gives it his all. Tyler Hero gives it his all. So, I mean, I can't be mad at them. And also, too, my view of both of them is that they're not, like, primary players on a team. Like, primary in terms of number one options. I'm not saying, oh, they're not a number two and three. Obviously, they are. But they're not number one options, too. That's my perspective. So, my opinions on them may be different from other fans. Because, yeah, I just think, you know, they're not in the roles they should be right now. But that's not on anyone, you know, except the injury bug with the Heat, honestly. There's no other option, no other thing for Spo and the staff to do, and there's nothing else, you know, for Bam and Tyler to do. They just gotta, you know, try to get better right now, and I know it's like an uncomfortable, you know, situation for both. They're being asked to do more than before, but I mean, at the end of the day, like I mentioned a little while ago, they are the highest paid guys on the court right now, so they gotta step up and thrive, you know. Some other guys to talk about, Caleb Martin. Offensively, it was a big-time struggle for Caleb, unfortunately. He did get some good looks. Like, I always love the looks he gets. He gets a lot of open threes and stuff like that. It was just one of those games that he was off. But as always, you know, he gave it his all. And defensively, I thought he was great. I thought he did a hell of a job on defense. And yeah. And then Jaime, unfortunately, during the game, I think it was like the second quarter, I got worried. I told my sister, I'm like, man, I think Jaime is hurting. I kind of saw him walking a little bit of a limp. But like the crowd didn't really react, and we left them in the game. But then as I think we got into the third quarter, I saw him walking to the bench weird, and I showed my sister. I was like, look at that. I think he has a little limp. And then it turns out that, yeah, he didn't play the fourth quarter because he did suffer an injury yesterday. So that's just unfortunate because Jaime, to me, yesterday was the most aggressive player on the court for the Heat, the rookie once again. Then Nikola Jovic, I mean, he didn't play that much, but for the minutes he did play, I thought he was great. The 20-year-old, it's crazy, man. Jaime and Nico are just, to me, they're built for the moment, from the jump, you know. They just, I don't know what it is, but I've loved what I've seen from them. Some other guys to talk about, like I said, Duncan Robinson, he played, but we all know he's not even close to healthy. He played, I think, like 3 or 4 minutes. Kevin Love hardly played. See, DeLon Wright, he played a good amount of minutes. He was pretty good, I guess, defensively. Offensively, he didn't really do much, but at the end of the day, we're not. I know he's had these like flashes, and you know he's has some games where he goes off from three, but that's never really been his game. So we can't really expect him to do that on a nightly basis because that's never been him. Patty Mills, he finally got a lot of minutes, and I know you know most of his shots didn't fall, but something with Patty is that he's always gonna be in the action. He always brings a lot of energy and toughness and physicalness and heart, and he's the smallest guy in that court, and he's just always battling. So I think, I don't have anything more. I mean, how do I say it? Like, I can't have more respect for Patty. You get me? Like, he just gives it his all every time. This guy will go games and games and weeks without playing. You put him in, and he's just bringing that energy and playing with a lot of heart. I know a lot of fans hate on him because, like, you know, he hasn't been the best shooter. But, man, you have a freaking, 34, 35-year-old been in the league for so long. Like I said, he's usually the smallest guy in the court. Right? At least this guy plays with energy. At least he attempts shots. At least he doesn't hesitate like a lot of guys on this team. And that's a big thing to me that not a lot of people talk about is the hesitation for some of the guys on the Heat. They have open looks specifically. One of them is, he's one of my favorite players. I love him. But once he figures out that mental side to overcome it and gain that confidence, I think he could be an amazing rotation piece for years to come is Haywood Highsmith. Because Haywood has these lapses, right, on offense where he'll just all of a sudden, he'll have an open look, he'll hesitate, he'll look around, and then he'll shoot it. And it's like, oh, you know, you hesitated, you messed it up. But then he'll have these games where you see the like one or two go in, then that confidence rises up, and then he freaking goes off from three. And something with Haywood, obviously, his defense just always elite. Unfortunately, in this series, there's a lot of excuse my language, but a lot of bullshit calls, being that he's been covering Jason Tatum. Like I mentioned earlier, Tatum, even if he has an off night, he's always gonna, you know, he'll be fine because the refs are gonna give him some free throws at the end of the day. So that'll boost his stat line or whatever. Sorry, I'm not trying to be like a salty fan or something, but it just gets to a point sometimes, man, where it's like, we all know certain teams and certain players are just treated differently, and it's not fair specifically with Tatum, man, because he does so many sneaky things on offense. He's always throwing his elbow. That's how he creates separation. He's pushing people on defense, and nothing's ever called. And then this guy freaking falls by himself. He misses a shot with a guy in his face, and it's always a foul. And it's just, like, ridiculous. I know it's like, oh, just stay silent about it. Don't worry. But nah, I have to say a little something. And it's nothing personal against Tatum, because at the end of the day, it's the NBA treating him like that, and they're letting him get away with these things, and they're giving him all these free throws. At the end of the day, I mean, you can't fault the guy. He's just taking advantage, and that's, I think, what anyone would do in that situation. So it's nothing against him personally. It's just an NBA thing, and it's not just NBA, NFL, MLB. You know, all these sports are always like that. There's always favoritism. There's always agendas. But like I said, there's nothing against Tatum. It's against the BS that goes on from the top of the league. And it just is what it is. But yeah, with that said, Haywood always has that elite defense. And yeah, guys, it's just yesterday, I felt so bad for Spo yesterday while I was at that game. Because there's just, like I said, the lack of bodies is like the main thing here, you know. There's nothing much else for him to do. It's just sad. It's sad because we all know Spo, man. He, not only, you know, whatever, best coach in the league, he's done great things, but we know the positivity he brings, the way he's able to adjust, the way he's able to help these guys individually rise up to new levels that they never thought they could reach. We just know how he is. So it's just like, it's tough, man. It's tough. I can't stop thinking about Spo. But yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is, and at the end of the day, you know, he coaches out about, you know, continuing the fight and coming together. And I know that's what we're going to do on Wednesday. That's what we have to do to keep our season alive as we play Wednesday night in Boston. Boston up 3-1, like I said. A couple other things to mention, not in basketball, but basketball related, that were pretty cool being at the game yesterday. Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer, the, you know, head coach and GM of the Dolphins, were in the building. And Chris Greer was like, he was like super close to me. I saw him in a box. And then in the box next to Chris Greer was a lot of the main members of Inter Miami. Messi was there, Alba, Busquets, Suarez, and everyone was going crazy, you know, seeing Messi. But and also in that soccer box was Shakira. Shout out to my sister Diana. She spotted her. So yeah, that was cool to see them. Another person was in the building that I never thought in my life I would see in a Heat game. It was Madeline Petch. For those of you who love, you know, Riverdale. Riverdale's, you know, it was an awesome show. It was around on the CW for a long time. And it brought a lot of us, that nostalgia brought us back to that, you know, type of One Tree Hill, Gossip Girl, Vampire Diaries type of thing. So it was great, you know, to see Madeline Petch. She was on the big screen wearing a Heat jacket. I saw after the game the Heat, like, posted a reel of her. And she's like, I'm here for the White Hot game. So I thought that was really cool to see Madeline Petch. I know probably for other Miami people in attendance or any other fans, they probably, maybe they didn't watch Riverdale, but I thought it was super cool to be able to see her in person and stuff. So that was pretty awesome. But yeah, that's some non-related, you know, basketball stuff from, like I said, being at the game yesterday. But yeah, guys, I think that's going to wrap up, you know, my thoughts on the Heat's game 4 loss to Boston. But like I said, we live to fight another day. Tomorrow night in Boston, everyone's already calling us, saying our season's over, we're done, we have no chance. And I know how the Heat responds to that, so I can't wait to watch that game tomorrow. So yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Before I let you go, remember, once again, to check out SeatGeek if you're in the market for game tickets, concert tickets, comedy show tickets, whatever it may be. And yeah, make sure to download the SeatGeek app and go to SeatGeek.com, sorry about that, and use our discount code RobCao, RobCao, and you'll get $20 off your first ticket purchase. Once again, if you're looking for concert tickets, comedy show tickets, game tickets, and you want an app that allows you to see what seats you'd be in, and an app that rates each price, make sure to download the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com. Sorry, I'm laughing. I had a couple blunders there, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, so make sure to check out SeatGeek. Make sure to check us out on Instagram at @TheFlame_ES, @RobCao, R-O-B-C-A-O. And until next time, everyone, take care.